Hey guys, it's Micah. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, follow, like, share, leave a review, all that jazz. The support and love are greatly appreciated. And welcome to Micah on the Mic. Hey guys, it's me. Today's episode features a familiar voice if you've listened to a previous episode of Micah on the Mic, Tabia Weathersby. We're going to touch base with friendship again, but this time we're talking about creating your own happiness and not relying on anyone else, especially in relationships. You were talking about creating your own happiness. What made you want to talk about that?
I think just different conversations I have with like my friends and like people in general, or just like seeing stuff on social media. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm not happy because of this person, or I'm not happy because of my environment. And it's like great if you know that, because people are toxic and you have to kind of, you know, remove yourself from a situation or a person. But if you continue to like break up with this person, get in a new relationship, I'm still not happy. Okay, I'm breaking up with this person, I'm in a new relationship, I'm still not happy. So at some point you have to be like, okay, is it me or is it the other party?
Yeah, it's finding that happiness within yourself.
Yeah.
And not continuing to search for it within other people or places and situations, you know?
Yeah, because I think people give other people too much responsibility. Like, you cannot give another person or have that much faith in another person and be like, I'm not going to do anything. It's all up to you to make me happy.
I agree.
That's not fair. That's, like, not how the world works. Like, it's up to God and you, ultimately.
Yeah. It's called a partnership.
Right, exactly.
It's not called me and you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's us.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Xavier talks about that all the time. It's like, I'm a happy person, he's a happy person. Together we're even happier, you know, and we create happiness together. But it's not like, okay, I'm depressed, so you make me happy, you do everything. I'm just going to be sad all the time, and I'm going to expect you to come and, you know, just bring me all the happiness in the world.
Like, exactly. No, I expect you to pick me up all the time. I feel that, man. That's real. I appreciate you using you and Xavier as an example, because that's something me and Kevin definitely, I know for me personally, I need to work on that, where it's like, I do pick myself up, but not as quickly, because I feel like I'm waiting on that person to like, I apologize or right the wrong, or, you know, where it's like, no, I need to figure out where that battle is within me that got me this upset. And then go and re-attempt this conversation so that, it's productive. You gotta find, it's a lot of people are struggling with that, finding strength, happiness, joy, you know, within themselves right now. Are there anything that you personally do to bring that out of yourself?
I think just like self-care, and I'm just like super goofy. Like, I'm always laughing. I'm always like, I don't know. I find the light in everything, and I, you know, I like to still work out. Like, if like me and Xavier work out together, but I still can work out by myself, or like, you know, some people cannot like go shopping by themselves, or like if I'm at work, like if I
have been that
take
person.
My lunch to work, or if I don't come home, like I can go and like grab lunch by myself. Just like being in tune with yourself and you know, just knowing who you are, and self-care just makes you happy. You can't just, you know, like I said, rely on everything else. Like, you hear some people say like, oh, I don't like living here, like I want to move to California, it's hot outside, like it's always something to do, or I want to live, you know, in this area, like, that is great, but you shouldn't move or change jobs or, you know, make a drastic change for happiness, because you should be happy wherever you are. Like, you should be able to create that happiness and be able to laugh and be able to smile and like, you know, yes, just enjoy
it.
And
like, yeah,
if that next level comes, like, great. Or if you want to change jobs for, you know, salary reasons.
Exactly. If it's a toxic situation, like, yes, go for it. Get out of it. But I agree with you when it comes to, like, if it's purely I'm unhappy because of whatever it could be, okay, if it is something detrimental that is threatening, get out,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Exactly.
But if it's not, that's where you got to take a step back.
Right.
And you got to sit there and ask yourself, what's going on with me, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, why am I so unhappy?
Right.
Like, yeah. What conversations do I need to have?
Yeah, and I think with, like, our generation, a lot of people are kind of like, oh, we're getting older. We're 30 now. Like, I should be here. Like, I should be married. I should already have a kid.
Me and Jenny just did that episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I should already, you know, have a baby.
Stop
I
it.
Should be making six figures.
Stop
like,
it.
And so because you don't have that at this age, there goes the happiness down the
exactly.
drain. Like, okay.
Why? It's like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Because other people around you
right.
are creating that stigma and that they're making you feel bad because
right.
you don't have that or you're not living that. Well, then mm-hmm. it sounds like you need to get away from those people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what that sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't know. I feel like me, I don't have a kid yet, or I'm not, you know, married or engaged, but I'm not, like, sad about it. Like, I know when my time comes, it's going to mm-hmm. be the perfect time, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you know anyone close to you, obviously, based on the way that you feel about it,
mm-hmm.
that is married and that does have kids, you don't, those people aren't pressuring you. You don't feel any pressure from those people whatsoever. You feel no comparison from those people whatsoever because of
yes.
what you just said. Like, you're
not
good.
At all.
You know
mm-hmm.
your time. It'll come when it's supposed to. It
yep.
ain't right now, but it will come.
Yeah. Like, my best friend, she's married, and her daughter is 5. That's my goddaughter. And she's always like, take your time. Like, when you're ready to have a kid, have one. If you even decide, like, you don't want one, that's fine. But don't feel like, oh, I have, like, I'm 30, I have to, she was like, no, like, continue to live your life and
yep.
do what you want, and when you're ready, like, by all means.
Heck yeah. I know someone, which I didn't even realize, she just turned, I want to say, 38 yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
her child's the same age as mine, her first
really?
Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. And I did not know that. Because of the way that she portrays herself, for one,
mm-hmm.
I would never guess she's quote unquote 38 years old. That's why I've been trying to change the dialogue around aging, where it's like,
right.
This is my existence on Earth. I've been here 30 years in June,
mm-hmm.
but as far as like how I feel age wise, quote unquote, I wouldn't categorize it as a 30 year old.
Same,
you know, based on society and like
right.
I guess how people are like, oh, 30, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. But then again, there are some people who'd be like, oh yeah, like, you definitely live in life with 30 year old, you have like your first kid, you're about
mm-hmm.
to get married, like that, you know. So it depends on who you're talking to. Different strokes
right.
for different folks.
Exactly.
So, you know, again, full circle, create your own happiness, fuck everybody else, we're
right.
all doing our own shit.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Like, you gotta let it go. It's okay.
Exactly.
Like,
it
be
is.
Happy. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the people who matter want you to be happy. So
mm-hmm.
you should want you to be happy.
Right. And you make a change for you, not to say, like, okay, if I lived here, I would be happier. Or if I get this person, I will be happier. How do you know that?
Heck no.
Like,
get out of here.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Create your own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Whose standard are you comparing all of this to?
Right.
I would love to know. And why is it not your own?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like sad too, because it's like just hearing a lot of people talk, and it's just like, you knew, like, you are a great person, like, it's fine, just do you. But instead it's like, I'm just waiting on this person, or like, this guy isn't the one for me, so I'm just gonna go be sad. No. Like, it's okay, we all have our days, like, everybody things,
grieve,
and you always want to make changes, and like, that's great if you're making the change for the better, but like, don't just think if you make a change in a relationship or in a job or whatever that you're gonna just be happy.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, unless that basket's you.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. We'll be right back.